Are You a Spiritual Fighter? By Dick Woodward. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast in the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how can we possibly comprehend your will? In times of uncertainty, help us to put our trust in you. When we read in the Bible about the great men of God, we find that they all seem to have deep experiences with God. The details of their experiences vary greatly, but the results are very similar. Jacob wrestled all night with an angel. The angel forced Jacob to look up and wrestle his way through to God. Then the angel forced Jacob to look in and confess that he was a rascal who lived up to his name. The name Jacob meant grabber. He was a mover, shaker, doer kind of man who was always running and would not stand still long enough for God to place a blessing upon him. God could not get Jacob to wait on his Lord. He had to cripple him so he might crown him with his blessing. We might call it the cripple crown blessing of God. When a man is crippled, what else can he do but wait? When God won the wrestling match, he pronounced a blessing upon this man, the one quoted above from the book of Genesis. By changing his name to Israel, God declared that Jacob was a fighter. He had fought his way through to his God and confessed to what he saw when he looked in. He was then ready to look around and fight through his relationships with people. Are you a spiritual fighter? Have you fought all the way through your uplook to God? Have you won the battle when you look in? Are you winning the battle when you look around and work out all your relationships?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave because That's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.